Have you ever wondered what life would be like if we had no moon? When you're on your way home, look up at the sky tonight and think, what if we had no moon? 4.5 billion years ago, that was way before your birth. A watery planet spun through the cosmos, we have come to call it Earth. A smaller planet, Orpheus, and our Earth collide, blowing half of that water out into space when it whacks us in the side. Centrifugal force propels Orpheus, gravity grabs it back, and then the luckiest of circumstances, Orpheus smacks us once again, and a big chunk of that collision then becomes our moon. It was 14,000 miles above the Earth, but soon tidal forces cause the moon to slowly pull away to where it's 234,000 miles from us today. And just in case you're wondering,
I know you're wondering,
234,000 miles is 376,587 kilometers. Someday you may need that for a science quiz, but back then the moon was 15 times the size we know it now to be. It had 4,000 times the greater pull on the landmass and the sea. So day slowly lengthens from a brief 4 hours to 24. Brand new life forms keep evolving on the ocean floor, and millions and millions and millions of years go by. Nothing stays the same. The moon gets all the credit. The moon gets all the blame. Have you ever wondered what life would be like if we had no moon? When you're on your way home, look up at the sky tonight and think, what if we had no moon? The moon's gravity pull keeps the Earth's tilt at a constant 23 degrees. Keeps our seasons stable, we don't fry or freeze. But if you take away the moon, the Earth wobbles like a top. From 0 to 90 to 0 to 90 degrees, and that wobble and it never stopped. Snow would fall in Egypt. Polar ice caps boil. Islands disappear forever, along with fertile soil. And I don't mean to scare you, but the moon is still pulling away. Remember I said it started out at 14,000 miles and it's 234,000 miles from us today. When the Apollo mission went to the moon, they left reflectors there. They zapped them with laser beams that zip right back to us through the air. So we know the moon is moving away at the rate of an inch and a half a year. Someday, I'm not saying it'll be soon, but it just won't be the same down here. And there is talk of damming up the oceans to slow the moon's retreat, or hijacking one of Jupiter's moons. That would make one mean feat. Europa is the moon of Jupiter, they think could save our civilization. But who of us is brave enough to lead such a risky invasion? Have you ever wondered what life we had no moon. When you're on your way home, look up at the sky tonight and think, what if we had
imagine if you will, there was never a moon in our sky. None of us would be here, not you, not I. The highest form of life would be slippery cephalopods. Giant squid and octopi would rule the earth like gods. Think about that next time you oughta gotta marry for a meal. What do those creatures think of us? How must they feel when they look up from the ocean floor, see the shimmering moonlight? Are they softly cursing Orpheus for robbing them of their true birthright? And so far we just can't seem to find any other planets like our own. The latest theory states indeed we might just be alone. The garbo of the universe, a solitary dot of blue. If the moon is not responsible, then
have you ever wondered what life would be like if we had no moon? When you're on your way home, look up at the sky tonight and think, what if we had no moon? When you're on your way home, look up at the sky tonight and think, what if we had no moon? What if we had no moon? What if we had no moon?